American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 469. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wems and seven others, 447. Today, gentlemen, I appeal to you for the truth of what I say. Many on this continent viewed their chains as already forged. They saw fetters as prepared. They beheld the soldiers as fastening and riveting, for ages, the shackles of their bondage. With the justness of these apprehensions, you and I have nothing to do in this place. Disquisitions of this sort are for the Senate and the Chamber of Council. They are for statesmen and politicians who take a latitude in thoughts and action. But we, gentlemen, are confined in our excursions by the rigid rules of law. Upon the real, actual existence of these apprehensions in the community, we may judge. They are facts falling properly within our cognizance, and thus far may we go, but no farther. It is my duty, and I ought to impress it on your minds. And you, gentlemen, ought to retain the impression. You are to determine on the facts coming to your knowledge. You are to think, judge, and act as jurymen, and not as statesmen. Matters being thus circumstanced, what might be expected? No room was left for cordiality and friendship. Discontent was seated on almost every brow. Instead of that hospitality which the soldier thought himself entitled to, scorn, contempt, and silent murmurs were his reception. Almost every countenance lowered with a discontented gloom, and scarcely an eye but flashed indignant fire. Turn and contemplate the camp. Do we find a more favorable appearance? The soldier had his feelings, his sentiments, and his characteristic passions also. The constitution of our government has provided a stimulus for his affections, the pride of conscious virtue, the sense of valor, the point of honor. The law had taught him to think favorably of himself, had taught him to consider himself as peculiarly appointed for the safeguard and defense of his country. He had heard that he put not off the citizen when he entered the camp, but because he was a citizen and wished to continue so, he made himself for a while a soldier. How stinging it was to be stigmatized as the instrument of tyranny and oppression. How exasperating to be viewed as aiding to enthrall his country. He felt,